The biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, let's get into it.
Colorado has lost several players to the portal already. The notable names include starting right tackle Savion Washington and former five-star cornerback Cormani McClain. In response, Shiloh Sanders took to Instagram and posted this: defense transfers DM me, offense transfers DM Shador Sanders. This is not last chance you.
The only thing I'll say is if you're on Instagram and doing a story and saying, hey, DM me if you want to come to Colorado, that is kind of last chance you. That's what that feels like. It's very unserious. I mean, you need to have recruiting coordinators going to find people, and you need to hit the transfer portal, and you should not be asking Shiloh Sanders and Shador Sanders to be doing your negotiating for you. But I will say this. Last night was a terrible night watching the Take Olympics on what this means for Colorado. Everybody just was so ready to take this ammunition from Shiloh and how unserious it was and use it as ammo to go after Coach Prime and how he runs his program. Let's be honest. Have you watched college football for the last 20 years? Colorado's been horrible. They're better now, and they're getting better players. Now, we'll see how it looks on the field next year, but I'm tired of everybody just trying to question and question and question what he does with his program when he's definitely better than the previous regime at Colorado. And quite frankly, he's just doing it different. That's why people are uncomfortable. Like, that's the biggest thing. He's just doing it different than you've ever seen. I am of the opinion you could just look at this, chalk it up as unserious, chuckle about it, and move on with your life. It doesn't have to be some scathing indictment of Coach Prime every time we see something like this. It's just frustrating, and I had to get that out of the way. It's just it's annoying to see the amount of people that will not go back on takes they had about Coach Prime going to Colorado when he went. Like, people want to stick by that take that they had, and they're going to use any bit of ammunition to go after him, and this was another example of it.
Yeah, like you said, I think that it's something to chuckle at and be like, that's kind of silly, and then move on from it. Because at the end of the day, I don't think it's some big retrospective on Coach Prime and how he's running the Colorado program. It's very clear to me that he's running a pretty good program there, and they were, you know, relatively successful last season. I'm rooting for him. I think it's good for the sport of college football. I don't understand those who have dug in on the anti-Coach Prime stuff, and they're just right. Not going to budge until they think that they're right.
And one thing I saw last night when I was put this out on Twitter is, oh, it's a bad look. Is it? It's really not a bad look. Like, it's
a generational thing. I think that
it's
just
fine.
Younger, like the younger folk. I can't believe I just said
that.
The youngins out there, they use Instagram differently. Like, I think that that's probably, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not a bad look.
It's not that big of a deal.
But point being, it is not a bad look.
No.
It's not a bad
It's fine.
Look. Now, we do need to talk about something that for the Cowboys is a bad look.
Yeah! Gabe! The Cowboys have solved their running back issues because they have signed Royce Freeman.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing like a Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, Royce Freeman backfield to
go ahead and start fitting the rings.
To come in after freaking Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott. This is embarrassing. What are they doing? Like, I just – maybe okay, in the draft, you're going to have to go get running back. You're going to go have to get offensive line. It's that simple. And if you don't do that and you don't find immediate playmakers, immediate guys that will make impact, you have failed completely this offseason. Royce Freeman, for those that don't know, and I'm not trying to go in on the Cowboys. I know it feels like I am, but even Cowboys fans are going in on the Cowboys right now, so it's fair for me to do it. Royce Freeman, let's go through his past 3 years' worth of work. Last year with the Los Angeles Rams, 77 attempts, 319 yards, 2 TDs. 2022. With the Texans, 41 attempts for 117 yards, 0 touchdowns. 2021, he split time with 2 different places. He was in Carolina, then he was with the Texans. With the Texans, 35 carries for 92 yards, 0 TDs. With the Panthers, 21 carries, 77 yards, 0 TDs. Like, there's nobody out
there.
Sounds
like a starter to me.
Where's Dalvin Cook? Like, what's going on here? Like, I mean, in the end of the day, find somebody that can help you. Royce Freeman is going to do nothing to help you. And if you get to the point where you have all these injuries and you have to rely on Royce Freeman, you are screwed. You're screwed. I just, for the life of me, I can't understand what Steven and Jerry Jones are doing. I just don't understand. There seems to be an arrogance about what they can get done in the draft, and they're sitting on their hands because they have that arrogance. And It's just beyond the pale. They have let everyone lap them in the NFC. And right now, there's no real way forward unless you just draft seven guys in the NFL draft that can make immediate impact.
It happens every year.
It's foolish, man. I just, good God. Good Lord. Royce Freeman's never been good. Never. His best year was with Denver, his rookie year. He had 521 yards and 5 TDs.
He's always been an in-theory guy.
Yes, for sure. Out of Oregon, that whole thing, like, he always has been in-theory. And he was a decently high pick for a running back when he came out. But he's never been good.
He'll pop for, like, a few games every once in a while, and then that's it.
I mean,
but as we've seen the last 2 seasons.
Define every once in a while.
Well, that was
that
in the past.
Every once
that
in
was
a
last
long
season.
While.
He was not good last season at all. I don't understand.
He's not good. No. He's not just last season. He's just not a good running back at this point in his career. So you're going into the season with Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, and Royce Freeman. Good luck. Good luck.
Now, Lake Corum, come on down.
Let's go ahead and grab a break on that note, and we'll come back and wrap up the show with a rewind.